Wilson was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Happy Labor Day weekend. Good morning, Joe.
Happy September.
I know, right? You know, I was thinking about that this morning, that I feel like it was just, you know, last week that we were saying, oh my gosh, it's almost August and the fair is going to start and all, and here it is September now. I don't know what happened to August.
I don't know what happened to 2000.
I know, right?
What are we, 2019?
It's almost Halloween, Christmas. Yeah. It's starting to get
Seen Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Displays.
Yeah, and pumpkin spice is out everywhere. You know.
Yeah.
Tis the season. Anyway.
And now it's next month.
I know. Gosh, craziness. Anyway, good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk. And we're on 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and always streaming live at KSRO.com. And then you can listen to podcast shows at KSRO.com. Go to shows and then ask the expert, and drop down menu will bring you to Allison Norman / real estate. And that is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So that's all our past shows, Mike's past shows. Gosh, I don't know. What did I say? It goes back to 2016, I think. So,
yeah,
you know, at least
like
3 years of worth of the Real Estate Hour, all kinds of interesting things. It's kind of fun to go back and listen to. Always fun and sad to listen to Mike Kelly, but it's, you know, a lot of interesting topics that kind of tend to resurface over the years. So anyway, before we go on, there is an important alert. There is a Nixel that went out, Joe got, and I didn't receive it, so we wanted to let everyone know because maybe not everyone received it. So there was a three-year-old child that was found alone, apparently. It says, we've located a three-year-old Hispanic female child in the area of Old Redwood Highway at Airport Boulevard. She says her name is Ida. She has a yellow shirt with pink and cats with sunglasses on it. On the shirt. She's wearing a diaper. She has black hair with a ponytail and pierced ears with gold earrings. If you know where she lives or if you have contact info on her parents, please contact Sonoma County Sheriff Dispatch. Their number, 707-565-2121. So again, the area was Old Redwood Highway at Airport Boulevard. So if you know anyone that is in that area or lives in that area, maybe might have been in that area that knows a child named Ida.
Three-year-old. That's a little scary.
That is, yeah. Wow. Okay, good luck. I hope they find her. Thank you, Joe, for sharing that information. Scary. As a parent, that is scary. I can't even imagine. Somebody is panicking and searching for her, and it's not one of those cases where they, you know, they don't even notice she's gone. Although sometimes, you know, kids wander off.
Or worse yet, someone left her out.
Right,
Let's hope not. She's not abandoned and all that stuff.
Right.
There's a lot of ways this story could go. And hopefully we'll get a Nixtel within the next hour.
And an update.
Says we found her.
And yeah, found
everything's
her parents,
okay.
Yeah.
And,
good.
And the parents will probably be in trouble a little bit, but hopefully
everything
works out.
It depends. So, you know, things happen. So, you know, little three-year-olds can be sneaky, and they, if you don't lock them in, you know, I mean, really.
Yes, they can.
You know, I had my two-year-old, somebody left a gate. We had a fence around our front gate. And so, you know, we were out there in front with other kids, and I didn't know somebody had left the gate out. And before I knew it, he was out on the sidewalk, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where are you going? So, you know, it happens. But anyway, I hope that, that was Redwood. Old Redwood Highway and Airport. So that's up there kind of where Fulton and all of that converges.
Yeah, I'm going back to it now.
So, yeah, a lot
of
homes.
Old Redwood Highway at Airport Boulevard.
Yeah.
And her name is Ida, I-D-A.
So, okay, so three-year-old Hispanic female child.
And this Nixel just came across within the last 20 minutes.
So. Right, so hopefully somebody will know who she is. And
I'll keep an eye
get her home.
Get an update on it.
Good, thank you. Thank you. Good luck, everybody. So we want to talk. I wanted to talk about football because I was all I'm seeing is high school football. And actually, just before the news, they were talking about high school football. And if you are a longtime listener of the show, you know Joe and Mike always covered football, especially high school and college football. And Mike liked to hear about the blowout, the college blowouts,
right?
Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that yesterday. Yesterday was the first week of the first full week of college football season, and I was watching a game, and the scores started to come in, and I noticed a couple scores, and I said, "Wow, Mike,
this would be the topic of the show today."
Yeah, it would start off the show. So, just in dedication to Mike, here's two scores that he would have loved. Penn State beat Idaho 79-7, and Maryland beat Howard 79-0. He would have loved those scores. I didn't really understand the concept of him loving these blowouts, but that was
my main job. Well, he was a football player in high school,
and maybe he was involved in a couple of games on the wrong side. That can't be fun for a team losing like that.
Right?
They're getting hit every play, and but anyway, that's dedicated to Mike. Those two scores, so he might be smiling right now.
Exactly. Good. Well, there you go, Mike. And yeah, college. I mean, high school football. And I remember in high school, that was always the big thing.
Friday night.
I was at Terralinda High School down in Marin, and then at some point, I think it was about 2.5 years in, I transferred over to San Rafael High School. But they were rival teams, you know, and Terralinda didn't have their own football field, so when I was at Terralinda, we had to play at San Rafael at their football field, and so. Yeah, I know. Terralinda didn't.
Even Cloverdale had its own football.
I know. I don't know what happened, but they do now at Terralinda High School. But it was fun. That was always what we did Friday nights, and then we went over to Pinky's Pizza after over in San Diego.
Boy, that sounds familiar. But in Cloverdale was Stan's, what I remember.
Okay.
But yeah, and we had our first game the other night. Petaluma beat Santa Rosa 53-34. We'll be on every Friday night. Well, most every Friday night. This week the game's going to be Rancho Cotati hosting El Cerrito.
So
That's at 7 o'clock
here on
Friday
KS
night. Right here on KSRO. Right. Nick Mattis with the play-by-play.
How fun. And you run the board for that?
I run the board
awesome.
For that.
Awesome. Good. That's fun to be there. Great. So today, let's see if this is a real estate show, although, you know.
Yeah, don't call in and complain about we're talking about sports. We're done with it now. Let's move on.
Hey, but, you know, I say it every time that, you know, real estate is so directly related to community, and football is community. You know, even if it's college, there's, you know, a lot of college football fans that support their team and high school. It is all about community. Which directly affects real estate. So here we are back to real estate. We're going to talk. I'm going to have Keith Becker, DD's Rental, is going to come in. I think he's coming in at 9:30 because I don't think we need a whole show to talk about what we're going to talk about, but I definitely wanted him to come in. And there was a couple of there was an article in the Press Democrat, and this is something that I've been kind of hearing a little inklings of, and then the article came out in the Press Democrat about rents, which seem to be kind of softening. And it's been such a sore spot in Sonoma County, the really high price of rents. And you know, no inventory, just kind of like, you know, and it's the same as the real estate market. When there's no inventory, prices go up because there's people competing for properties. So, we are seeing, we're going to talk to Keith about it a little bit more, what he's seeing as a property manager. Again, DD's Rentals and Property Management. And he's been on the show before and actually done the show for me a couple of times and had also for Mike. Very, very much involved in the housing, all of the meetings about, you know, the rent control and all of the stuff that's going on, the proposed rent control, and just really has a really good, you know, as they say, pulse on the market. So he'll be in talking about that, letting us kind of know what's going on with the rental market. Is it cooling off, and what does that mean? And we'll ask him a little bit about what's going on with. There was something Governor Newsom. There was an article, Governor Newsom and landlords, tenants reach a deal on rent hikes, and it was something to do with rent control. And anyway, so we'll talk about that a little bit as well. And then an interesting article that went along with that is jobs that don't pay enough to live in Sonoma County in 2019. And there was some interesting statistics, which I'll cover when we get back from the break. Maybe if the prices kind of settle down, and I don't think anything's falling, you know, we're not falling apart, we're not crashing, it's not a bubble bursting. I think it's more of a correction, and we're seeing it in the housing market as well, the sale and purchase housing market. So I will cover that as well when we come back. Before we take a break real quick, I want to talk about my open houses today. I'm going to be at 2. Spreading myself thin, but we're going to make it work. I have 2 open houses today. My property at 3364 Andy Way from 11 to 2. I'll be there just before 2. And that's that. It's a 3-bedroom. It's technically, tax records call it a 4-bedroom. But we've kind of shifted gears a little. We're calling it a 3-bedroom because it truly is only a 3-bedroom. But it has this great office. It just doesn't have a closet. So it is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with an office, single level over off of Chenate in the Lameda Heights area. So great property listed at $750. A lot of room, not a lot, but room for you to come in there and update. And, you know, it needs some new carpet. It could use some updating from its 1994 you know, countertops and cabinets, and it really does give you a great opportunity to get in there and put in your own touch and save some money doing it because the price is reflective of that. So we're listed at $750. I will be there from 11 to 2, and then Massimo Circle, and it is 165 Massimo Circle, 2 o'clock to 5. I'm going to be there. It's $1,125. Beautiful. God, the views are just gorgeous. Big wraparound deck, taking in the views. Balcony off the master bedroom. 3-bedroom, 3.5-bath. Each bedroom has its own bathroom. Dual AC and furnace upstairs and downstairs. And a whole house fan. Central vacuum, 3-car garage. It's just a really nice property over off of Brush Creek. That's 165 Massimo Circle. I will be there today from 2 to 5. I'll mention those again just before we leave in case you missed it. We're going to take a little break when we come back. We'll kind of dive into some of this housing stuff, talk about the interest rates and what the market is doing right now in real estate. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. And this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my 4 children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk. We're at 103.5 FM. 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and streaming live at KSRO.com. And you can always find the podcast also at KSRO.com under the Ask the Experts tab. Look for Allison Norman Real Estate, and that's me, and that's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. So thanks for joining us. We are going to, Keith Becker is here. He just he disappeared on me. He is here, I swear. It's not an illusion. So we are going to talk about the rents, but I want to...
I just slipped away. There's a poster on one of your doors that shows the perimeters of the various fires from 2017.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very...
It's interesting. It's telling. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
I think they were updated almost daily.
KSRO did such a good job of covering that. So, and we're going to touch on that a little bit, I think, about kind of what's going. I think you and I, Keith, are both kind of watching October 2017 or 2019 deadline with the insurance. So, good morning, Keith Becker.
Hi.
President and...
Oh, well, the president is not the important one. I'm the general manager. General manager is the only one that matters.
Okay, so general manager of Dee Dee's Rentals and property management.
Allison, let me cut in for the parents have been located. They found the three-year-old, so.
They found the parents of the three-year-old.
The three-year-old, so. All is good on that.
Kid was not lost. It was the parents who were lost.
Right. That's it. The parents lost the kid, yeah. So, and like I said, it happens. So hopefully everybody learned a lesson and and she's okay and they're okay. And anyway, all good. So, sorry, back to Keith Becker's
showed up early. I'm about 15 minutes early.
I know,
because
I was thinking you were coming about 9:30. So I'm going to, but we are going to talk about what's happening in the rental market and what are you seeing? Because you do have a very finger on the pulse.
Well, I just wanted to show up so that I don't rush in.
Well, you can go do what you need to do then and come back.
Yeah, I'm going to go take pictures.
Okay, so I want to just cover real quick. We're going to talk about that because we're talking about the rental market and what's happening with that. But I'm seeing a little bit of softening, and I think we kind of all are kind of across the board in the housing market in general. And I don't think it's, like I said before the break, I don't think it's a panic time, and I don't think that we all need to, the sky is not falling.
The sky is not falling, despite what the newspaper said last Sunday.
Yeah, it really?
Yeah.
And it's always, they like to sensationalize, But I do think it's important to know that it is soft, and I think it's more of a correction. And I think, as we've been saying, even with, and we'll talk about when we talk about rent, but rent control, and really it comes down to let's just wait and wait for a correction. We don't need to do rent control. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I think that goes just as well with the real estate market. There's a correction, and at some point we've been going up and up, and I saw some statistics about how I think it's like 36 months or something it's been a straight kind of upward, which I thought was interesting because I'm seeing a lot of price reductions.
Allison, I was sitting in your parking lot during the first 15 minutes because I didn't want to have Joe walk away from the board in.
That's okay.
I thought that Massimo, Massimo, was a different price.
$1,250,000.
And you did a reduction.
No. Did I? What did I say?
I think you said, did you say something different? No.
$750,000 is Andy Way.
Huh?
Maybe I did. I hope I didn't. Anyway.
So what's the interest at that level?
It's, and I actually have some statistics on that. And it really is. They are the days on the market. And I sent, because I'm updating my client on what's going on with that. But things are sitting a lot longer at that price point. Buyers are obviously a lot more picky about what they're getting for $1,250,000. And it is taking a lot longer to sell homes like that. And there's always the exception to that. There could be a house that comes on the market for $1,500,000 or $1,300,000 or, whatever. And for some reason, it piques the interest and it clicks all the buttons.
Oh, that happens with rentals,
and you
too.
Get, multiple offers on that. And then now, the other house is sitting there and they're going, well, what happened? Why is nobody buying mine? And so it's just not clicking all the buttons for everybody. So there are the anomalies where it's the perfect house for the it's the perfect storm. Everybody comes together at the same time. But I do see longer days on the market for the million plus market.
Are you seeing a section of the market where things are still just moving and moving and moving?
I think always that lower price point. Yeah, you know, when you get down to 500,000, you know, anything under five, yeah,
it's just gonna go away.
It is, although still, and I don't know if it's people are a little nervous about what's happening with the market, and they, you know, nobody wants to buy at the top of the market, but there's always those people that have to buy. You know, there's always a buyer. There's, you know, somebody has to move. Somebody has to, you know, needs a bigger house, needs a smaller house. Circumstances have changed. So there's always a buyer. But yeah, I think that under 500, they're still hustling. They're hustling. However, I think buyers are being more selective. And what I'm seeing, it's interesting, and I had a conversation with somebody that came to the open house yesterday at Massimo. I was there all day. Well, not all day. I was there from 1 to 4. and I'll be there again today. But the she was saying, you know, do you think people are looking more at finished homes, homes that are updated, homes that have been remodeled? And I've been saying that for a couple of months. I'm noticing that people don't want a project, which is interesting because people have always liked that. You know, buyers have always liked that, you know, opportunity to build
sweat equity.
Yes. Exactly. And like my listing on Andy Way, where it needs just, you know, some new countertops and some carpet. And
are we all too busy to actually invest the time and effort in turning properties?
I don't know. Well, and I think part of it is there's such a, you know, prices went up after the fire on materials.
Right. Labor.
Labor went up. It's hard to find someone. Yeah, yep. It's hard to find someone. And in fact, this lady I talked to said they were doing a remodel about 6 months after the fire because they had bought their house. And they, about 6 months later, the fire happened. And they were in the middle of a remodel. And they needed to finish a couple of things. And they could not find anyone to do it. And they ended up bringing someone up from, I think she said, Bakersfield or somewhere down south.
What, and sleeping on the couch? Because where are they going to stay?
No, well, I don't know. They housed him for like 2 months while he did this. And it was less expensive than it would have been if they'd hired somebody
local
here.
Yeah.
And that was right after the fire. So, I don't know. And I'm also getting a lot of fire survivors, you know, fire victims that lost their home and now they're looking to buy a home. And they don't want a project. They don't want to, they just want to move into their beautiful new, you know, home that's all updated and ready for them.
They have no bandwidth left to deal with any more crisis.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, so buyers are being more selective. And I don't know if that's, I think that's kind of what we're seeing and why things have slowed down a little. At least in the properties that are not updated
is
what I'm seeing.
I think that you may actually have hit on it also because even though some of the turmoil of the fire has settled, the issue with vendors, the issues with contractors and their booking and their employees and their ability to find employees is a real dire need for vendors all over the county.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough for you know, even, you know, when we're trying to get bids, when I have a buyer that's in escrow and I'm trying to get bids on different things so we can know if we need a credit or what it's going to cost to fix. It's hard to even just get somebody to come out and look at it. It's tight. It's tight everywhere. And I think that's kind of affecting things. We are going to need to take a break. How much we have? Okay. Yeah. So I was going to cover what's happening in the market. Interest rates are crazy low still, about, you know, 3.62 is what I saw for 30. And I think it could probably go lower than that, depending on your circumstances, or higher. And then, you know, the market's kind of consistent to what it has been as far as the numbers and what's active on the markets, and nothing exciting. Did you just cut me off? This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after the news here with Keith Becker, Dee's Rental.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Trees snapping all around in the Bahamas, getting pounded by a Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. 180-mile-an-hour winds, gusts to 220. ABC's Pete Combs in Delray Beach, Florida.
From Vero Beach down to Boca Raton, residents in low-lying areas, in mobile homes, or those who are disabled are all being told it is time to go ahead of Hurricane Dorian. How close to the U.S. mainland will Dorian come before making an anticipated turn to the right? Well, that turn will keep the storm from slamming directly into the Florida coast, but it could come close enough so that we feel the storm's wrath in terms of storm surge, tropical storm force winds, and flooding rain.
Deaths from yesterday's Western Texas shooting spree now up to 8, including the gunman, says the mayor of Odessa. President Trump just returned to Washington, talked about gun legislation.
We're in the process of dealing with Democrats, Republicans. They've been working very hard on it. They're coming back very soon. And there's a big package of things that's going to be put before them.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust, and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Still sunny for the remainder of your holiday weekend. Today at 87.70 along the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 54, 55 on the shores. Similar for Labor Day at 87.70 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a few clouds do come in at 86, 69 along the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. at KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 a.m. and streaming live at KSRO.com. And we're here this morning. Keith Becker's joining me.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. Dee Dee's Rental and Property Management.
Now your official segment.
I know.
Yes, as opposed to basically just butting in for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. No, no. And it was, hey, I was being interviewed, I think.
I find this stuff fascinating.
It is. Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, it's so hard to put a, you know, put your finger on one thing that's going on in the market, but, and we were talking offline for a minute, but as far as fixers and as far as things being needing fixed up, there is still a market for the fixer buyer. There are people that want to come in and do the sweat equity. What I'm finding is that more, for one, they want it at a better price.
You
know,
much
better. They want a much better. And I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's going to cost a lot to fix it. But I am seeing a lot more people that just don't want to deal with it. They want the house done. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that for years where somebody will say, oh, we don't mind a fixer. And then they really don't want to fix it. they look at the houses that are done. They go, oh, we like this one. You know, and then they go, I guess we really do want a house that's done. So I've been seeing that for years. But I think I'm seeing more now people really wanting properties that are already updated. And so, you know, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, I think it's a good idea to look at that. And what is it going to cost? It's pretty inexpensive to put new countertops in, mm-hmm. or to pull out an old carpet. And, you know, really, I hesitate to do that because putting in new carpet, people want wood or they want tile.
LVT. You know? LVT is actually a big, and of course, now I'm talking from the rental side, but LVT is a big draw for rental properties now.
What is LVT?
Luxury vinyl tile, or LVP, which is basically the same thing, luxury vinyl plank.
Okay.
And it has the appearance of hardwood or laminate.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But you've been to my office. I have LVP in my front office. I also have a 50-gallon fish tank. And one night, the fish tank, the pump, disconnected and blew about 20 gallons onto my floor.
Oh, no.
Which is LVP, which is a type, effectively, a type of vinyl. It's plastic-based. And I wiped everything up, and you could not tell. It's fantastic. It's durable, and it looks very attractive.
Yeah, and that's what people are leaning towards, is something like that. Or the wood look tile. I just put the wood look tile in my kitchen. Similar, I had a kitchen leak while I was gone. A pipe broke under the sink, water everywhere. I had bamboo wood flooring in the kitchen. Don't know why. That was not very smart. But this looks nice. Let's put this in the kitchen. Not a good idea. So we now have a new kitchen. Well, it's still in the process, but and tile floor. So it's a good idea. But anyway.
Much more water resilient.
Yeah. So, but putting in new flooring can go a really long way in getting your house ready for the market. Anyway. So, and there's a lot of different things, but I would suggest having a realtor or myself or another realtor come to your house, look at it, see what you can do, get some prices on what it would take to update the property, because I really do think houses are selling quicker if they're updated.
That comes to the rental side too.
Yeah, so good. So let's talk about rental. We'll move into that because we go by so it goes
we
by
do.
So quickly. So I wanted you to come in because I'm hearing, and there was an article front page, right? Business.
Oh, this
page,
was in the business
the front
section.
Of the business section.
Yes.
In the was that today's or
that was last Sunday?
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And of course, it's the Chicken Little headline. The Chicken Little headline
the sky
says
is falling.
Rental prices falling. Okay, let me tell you, this is statistically accurate,
but okay,
what the actual facts are based on Rent Cafe was Santa Rosa's rent values had diminished by $32 a year, okay, which is what, less than $3 a month, and Rohnert Park had diminished by $13 a year, which is effectively $1 a month. So that's like a statistical rounding error. So the idea of saying rental prices are falling is a little, yes, it sells newspapers, but it's a little inaccurate in terms of really presentation. But what it does indicate is that the rental market is actually leveling off. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing the increases that we've seen year over year over year that were escalated so dramatically after the fire. After the fire, it had been going. We'd been seeing rent increases. And I do want to, if we have the opportunity, talk about the difference between rent increases on vacant properties versus rent increases on occupied properties. Mm-hmm. Because nothing in the market right now should indicate that we are in a retraction. It's more of a leveling off.
Okay.
But what I will also say is that we're also seeing rent reductions on the rental side. The top of the market is June, July, and August. So this is the time when if we're going to, you make hay when the sun shines. And if we're going to get properties rented, June, July, August is the top of the market. What I've seen, however, ourselves, Didi's, and some of our competitors are starting to do some adjustments of what we put the property on the market for. Mm-hmm. And our goal, obviously, is the higher the rent is, the better for everybody, better for the owner, better for us. So we're not necessarily going to lowball rents if we can do so. But at the same time, you don't want to have properties that are going to sit vacant forever. So we had properties on the market. And I will tell you that in July, Didi's had to adjust three of our property rentals to get them more in line. In August, that increased to an additional 5 that we adjusted downward.
Hmm.
Looking not just at ourselves, but also another 8 property management firms, including ourselves, 24 properties saw rent reductions or adjustments in the month of July, and that increased to 40 in August. So you are seeing some tweaking of the market to find that sweet spot.
Okay? It's a correction, right? And same with the real estate market as well.
This is the real estate market, the sales side.
And I don't know how to say that. Yeah, I mean, because I will say the real estate and the rental, but it is all real estate. So the sales side, we're seeing that as well.
But what I will also say is that at Didi's, we rented almost 30 properties in August, which is effectively one a day. We just hustled. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that basically we had two properties that the longest turnarounds for those two properties were one property that actually was quoted in the newspaper article, and God love my property manager, Jenny, who quoted, wound up quoting in the newspaper. Ultimately, the owner doesn't decide the value of their home, and neither do I. It's what people are willing to pay, and it's the market that decides.
It's exactly in the sales side of real estate. Exactly.
This property originally marketed at $3,600, and we adjusted it twice before it rented at $3,200. It took us effectively 1.5 months to get that particular property rented, including those adjustments. We also had, and this is a little bit of a problem, because we also had another property, which was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Coffee Park duplex that we also had to do an adjustment on, but that one ultimately rented for $2,600, and that took a month of advertising to get a property, a brand new property in Coffee Park, rented. Now, if you are having trouble getting a brand new property rented at a premium price, what does that mean for your property that hasn't been updated in the last 20 years? It's entirely possible that we're going to see some adjustments in the market coming up. Possible, not guaranteed.
Right.
So, you know, and you want to get into the impact of Coffee Park?
Yeah, no, and I was going to ask about that too. What you're seeing is that, because it used to be a lot of rentals.
Coffee Park was allegedly 40% rentals. Mm-hmm. Not all of those are coming back, because not all of those owners are rebuilding, and some of those who are rebuilding are putting them up for sale. Mm-hmm. But many of those owners, because they were investment owners, they also were well insured. So when they get the backup, their insurance is there for them to rebuild and return it onto the rental market. Mm-hmm. So the fact is that we're going to, even if we have 20%, that's still 300 properties. And 1,000 of the 1,400 properties in Coffee Park are either under construction or complete. So it's entirely possible that in a short time we're going to see a groundswell of rental properties in that area alone. And I'm not talking about Fountain Grove, and I'm not talking about Mark West.
Right, just Coffee Park.
And if you suddenly have a groundswell of vacant properties available for rent, new is no longer a differentiator. So they suddenly start becoming in competition with each other. Mm-hmm. And if they're in competition with each other, what happens to properties that are older, that haven't been updated for years? You will find yourself, in order to remain competitive, if you got a property that you've had since 1994, West Santa Rosa, it's time to put in new countertops. It's time to, you know, upgrade the kitchen and the bathrooms. It's time just to remain competitive with what the changes in the market are likely to bear.
Yeah.
We're seeing some of this. You asked me before the show today, you asked me about what's happening with the people who, I had a number of tenants who themselves are actually fire victims, and they are moving back because their houses are complete and their properties are coming back on the market.
Right.
The properties that they rented.
Right. And that's, yeah, we're all kind of keeping an eye on that as well. So what are you seeing?
What I'm seeing is those properties that rented in the immediate aftermath of the fire are not necessarily re-renting at the same price. There is a bit of an adjustment because some of those people who moved in were supported by insurance companies and insurance policies. And while none of this was gouging, it was also people were paying the absolute amount that they could at that time.
Yeah.
And as they move back home, here we are, and the market is starting to change. So we are finding ourselves being much more competitive in terms of what we charge and what we rent properties for. What's going to happen with those people who basically had 2-year insurance policies for coverage of rent, but it's running out, but their houses aren't done?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, because I've got one tenant who basically has come to me already saying, my insurance company has already told me that my rental coverage is done. Mm-hmm. And without it, it will be a struggle to consider whether I can stay. Now, of course, my owner, the owner of this property is like, I don't want to force him to leave. What do we do? And my answer is, I genuinely don't know. I know there have been articles out there that basically say, we're trying to work with the insurance companies to extend that 24-month policy and extend it out, for example, an additional year. Because you talked about the number of contractors. There are not enough vendors. There's not enough manpower to put everything back online within the 24 months that an insurance company seems to presume it will take.
Right. Yeah, and I know we had a panel at the Santa Rosa chapter meeting, North Bay Association of Realtors, an insurance panel, and they were talking about that too. At this point, there, I think there was one insurance company that has said they'll extend it out, and that this was a month or so, well, a couple weeks ago. But I think hopefully more will come online.
Hopefully more will follow that lead. All you need is one brave person to say, we can do this. We should do this.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, you know, Fountain Grove, where they were shut off for months, you know, what, 6 months or so? Couldn't even start building. I talked to one lady that came in, you know, that's looking to buy a house because they don't, you know, they don't want to rebuild now. And so they're all, you know, like, forget it. And they tried, they've been fighting with the insurance company, and they just said, nope, sorry, 2 years. You know, even though they didn't even get started, you know.
These policies were built for one house suffering catastrophic damage, not for a wildfire taking 5,200 houses off the market.
Yeah. So hopefully maybe someone will step in, or maybe, you know, they'll all, like you said, one person will set a standard and everyone else will follow. So we're going to take a break. We'll talk more about the rental market and what you're seeing. All kinds of can you talk at all about the rent control? And should we go there?
Yes.
I know you're following closely. We actually should do that.
Okay. Do we have enough time? Let's take a break and then come back.
Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk more about it. I'm with Keith Becker, DeeDee's general manager, DeeDee's Rentals and Property Management. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Claudia Vecchio, President and CEO of Sonoma County Tourism.
It's just the perfect place for people to come, enjoy themselves for sure, but really take a responsible look at keeping Sonoma County beautiful for generations to come.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Thanks for joining us here on the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're here every Sunday morning on KSRO, heard live from 9 to 10 a.m., 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and streaming live at KSRO.com. Don't forget to look for us on podcast after the show. Joe takes, within the first half hour after the show, it's usually up. He's very good about that. Thank you, Joe. You can tune in and listen to, if you miss some information, what did they say? Look for the podcast at KSRO.com under shows. Look for Ask the Expert and then Allison Norman Real Estate, and you'll find us there. We're here with I'm here with Dee's Rentals.
I am not Dee's. There's many of us.
With Keith Beckers of Dee's Rentals.
Hi, Allison.
Thanks. You always have so much good information. I'm sure there's other, you know, good property managers out there. And like you said, you have a whole team. But I think you... you stay very well involved in it, and I know others do as well.
Fun.
So, but you this stay very well involved in it. So you're a good person to talk about, or talk about to talk
Thanks.
To.
Yeah, let's talk about Keith.
Let's talk about Keith. No, you're a good person to talk to about the rental market. So whenever I have a question and hear little inklings of things going on, I say, let's talk to Keith. So thanks for joining us. What's going on the government side of things?
Allison, you and I are friends on Facebook.
Yes.
So, and I stalk you. I was at Massimo with you yesterday. You just didn't notice it.
Okay.
There was an article that I recently posted, and this, you couldn't script this. There's a landlord who's in Mountain View.
Bear in mind, this is complicated
as hell, but there's a family that relocated from North Carolina to move into one of her properties in Mountain View, and they came to a verbal agreement that the property was going to rent for $3,900. They got here. The rent was $10,000.
That's insane.
The tenant couldn't pay the rent. The landlord basically said, you need to pay the rent or I will evict you. They didn't pay the rent. She shut off the utilities. And then she said something that basically that they were going to kick the door in. She threatened to lock them out. Of course, that's illegal, as is shutting off the utilities. And then... she and four friends of hers stage a home invasion with knives. They kicked in the door.
Oh my God. They scared
the family and their kids while they were watching TV. Now, the landlord...
Sounds like a reality TV show.
Pacific Heights or something.
horrible.
Of course, the landlord and her friends were arrested. This is not normal. Landlords do not behave like this, but these are the types of stories that convince our legislators that landlords are, as a group, evil and cannot be trusted to behave themselves. And so we get all of these different regulations that are basically to say landlords cannot be trusted, so this is what we need to do to protect tenants. Yes, tenants do need some protections, but we're in uncharted territory in California and in Consumer County right now because there are so many different things coming down the pike. You mentioned, did you know that on Friday night at 8 p.m. at the beginning of Labor Day weekend, this is released to the press, that Gavin Newsom and legislators basically came to an agreement on what is known as AB 1482, which would institute a rent cap statewide. And after, you know, this has worked its way through the chambers, as of Friday night, basically, there is a determination that there will be a statewide rent cap of 5% plus CPI. And CPI as of July was 1.8. So arguably no more than 6.8% for
what
this.
Is CPI for those that don't know?
Consumer price index.
Oh, thank you.
It's the measurement of inflation effectively.
Right. Okay.
So here we are. We've got, you know, this ordinance, this bill that basically says that it's 5% plus and not to exceed 10%. Heaven forbid that CPI actually gets to the point where it's 5% because that would be terrifying itself. But the thing about it is this is what made the headlines is 5% plus. There are a lot of details about it that are not clear because while this was released to the public, there's nothing. The amended form of 1482 has not been printed or released. So what else is included? Is there a just cause component? What components are excluded? How long are, you know, for new construction, how long are they going to be kept out of the calculations? Does it have a sunset date? Some of these things, the answer is yes. There is some presumption that we know some things, but the fact is that it's not in writing, so this is all of it a moving target. Mm-hmm. The legislature dismisses as of September 13th, so it's going to be active. It's going to be very busy over the course of the next 2 weeks. We're going to see a lot of momentum, a lot of movement, and a lot of activity in Sacramento over the next 2 weeks, specifically in relation to Assembly Bill 1482.
Okay.
In addition, also in Sacramento, there's SB 329.
Right.
And SB 329, and I want to get down to the local level too, but SB 329 is a statewide effort to prevent income discrimination. This is an income discrimination protection bill.
Right, okay, and that's what has to do with the Section 8 we've been
It has to do
too,
with
right?
government subsidized housing assistance. Mm-hmm. And while the one that everybody knows about or thinks is the elephant in the room is Section 8 HUD, there are other programs. For example, Catholic Charities, Rapid Rehousing. There are other programs that we interact with on a local level, and this would have some influence on those programs also. So this is something that is also working its way through the state level. What's going to happen with that? That is not drawing the same level of attention right now as 1482, but this is also the next 2 weeks we could see some momentum on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know about Costa Hawkins, and you know about Prop 10 from, what was it? This is now, 2018 was the mm-hmm. last effort on Costa Hawkins. It is possible, but not guaranteed, that there will be another assault, if you will, on Costa Hawkins coming up before the end
so
of the year.
What is Costa Hawkins? Just for everybody listening.
Costa Hawkins is a law that was passed in 1995 that limits the ability of individual jurisdictions, cities, for passing rent control measures and what they would impact. And Costa Hawkins effectively excludes, carves out single family residences and carves out any units, whether single family or multi-unit, if they were built after 1995. Last year there was a real concerted effort to try to overturn Costa Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very expensive battle on both sides. But ultimately, when the vote came in, 60% said no, do not overturn Costa Hawkins. 40% said yes. That is a pretty significant spread.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the writers of the original attempt last year, Prop 10, still figure, you know what, we can still tilt at this. We can still beat on this door until we bust it in.
Right.
So that's the things are going very wild at the state level.
Right. And the reason it sounds like we're against, I think both of us, as a property manager, you're protecting your property owners.
I have to.
Right. And why this is important on your side, as the property owner side, is
wow. Really? Joe? Seriously?
Joe's waving his 1 minute finger at us. I have 3 minutes on my clock. We'll go with Joe's clock, I guess. Oh my gosh!
No, your clock and her. No.
Yeah. Anyway, well,
same.
We're
anyway,
now
yeah,
the clock
stop.
Is ticking. So, anyway, we're the point is that it's protecting homeowners' rights, and that's what And there's a reason for it, and I guess we can't get into it.
I try to keep my opinions balanced because tenants have rights too. But what I do have to say, and I always say, there's not enough construction. We are short.
Yes.
We need 180,000 constructions every year, and we've only done 80 for the last 10 years. We're a million houses short. We need
build
to build
some houses. Yes, build. It'll correct itself if we build some houses. I am Allison Norman with Keith Becker, Dede's Rentals. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Joining me at my open house is Looking the Press Democrat at the Open House Guide. Facebook, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll put all this information on there, and you can also listen to the podcast at ksro.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a good day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Trees are snapping all around ABC's Marcus Moore in the Bahamas, pounded by Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. 185.